Greetings, everybody. Welcome to ESETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. We're all over the place. We're on Rumble. YouTube, we don't post too much because we get in trouble there. Still a lot of censorship going on, and some on Facebook, but not as much. But anyway, we're all over the place. So if you just type in ESETI Stargate or James Gilliland, you'll find us, you know, for these shows. Or and be sure and pass them on, because especially this show, this is just going to let it all out there and say exactly what's going on. So anyway, a lot happening out there. So I entitled this show Enlightened Observation with Loving Detachment and UFOs and Make America Galactic Again. And I think that's where we really need to go here. So I want to talk a little bit about this. So when one sees the world from the Buddha mind or fresh mind, they're not swayed by social engineering, which is heavy duty right now. And we're all seeing the lies and deceptions coming out of the mainstream media. So anyway, when you're awake, you break things down to their smallest component, the root cause. I love what Muktananda once said. He said, there's two forces driving everything, love and lack of love. You know, so there's a lot of lack of love out there. Anyway, they don't take sides. They just observe the obvious. So when you break politics down, you know, minus a few exceptions, you have the Democratic Party as the party supporting the criminals, rape, torture, murder, seeing illegal aliens, perpetuating these crimes as innocent victims, wanting to bring them back to their sanctuary cities. You know, how's that going to work out? I think they should invite them into their own homes, personal home, you know, that'd straighten that out real fast. And you see, so what is behind this is their globalist sponsors who sponsor open borders, culture clashes, and overburdening the system to create an eventual collapse of America. And that's the ultimate goal. So you gotta break things down. Okay, what, you know, they've stated their goal, which is collapsing America, basically, the end of America, so they can usher in their new world order system. And they've made it very clear about that. And so when you understand that and you apply that to what you're seeing, it all makes sense. It doesn't otherwise, because everything else is total hypocrisy. So anyway, they gave illegal aliens social security numbers, driver's licenses, grants, loans, free housing, and food, while ignoring the American homeless, veterans, disaster victims, and overall public safety. I mean, they actually kicked out veterans to make room for and homeless people to make room for the illegal aliens. I mean, I don't know how these people's minds work, other than they don't, you know. So anyway, they just totally ignore overall public safety. So some people have a name for it. They call it irresponsible and displaced compassion on one level. And on another level, they call it self-serving treason, you know, on that level. So we'll let them figure that out. So anyway, they weaponized the agencies, wanted more IRS agents and higher taxes. Go figure, you know. That's a career buster. You know, they want the astronomical corruption and theft of taxpayers' money to continue unchecked. The ones screaming the loudest are the ones most guilty of the graft, demonizing anyone exposing them. They raise the Soros-backed critically thinking and moral, you know, their critical thinking, morally and integrity impaired paid army, you know, suffering from cognitive dissonance to violently protest and attack anyone exposing their theft. And that's the real reason behind the Tesla car and dealership torching. It's all to, if you expose this, you're going to pay, basically. And they have a lot of people, a lot of their minions just have no, they're critical thinking, morally and integrity impaired, basically. So anyway, they're doing the bidding of the billionaire eugenicists that want to take down America, moving towards socialism and communism. They also want a major depopulation program going, so too. So you might want to think about that. So here's a little side note. Hitler was a socialist, Which is ironic that they constantly refer to Republicans as Hitler and follow Marxist communist ideals. It's a total paradox, folks. I mean, they're either really stupid or they're really evil. There's no in between, basically. You can't, getting down to the basics. When you know the history and you know where they're going with this, they're either really ignorant of historical past and they're, self-serving, trying to cover their ass, or they're just evil, or they're part of the New World Order take down America thing. So, I mean, when you understand that, you got to, again, take it back to basics. There's a plan, the plan. And so when you know the plan of the New World Order boys, the globalists and the billionaire eugenicists, all you got to do is know their plan and apply it to what's unfolding, and you'll see who's on the right side and who's on the left side. it's pretty easy. So anyway, the greatest tyrants participating in genocide throughout history were socialists and communists, yet many of the Dems boast being socialists and march with communist banners. They wave flags from other countries, are disgusted by the American flag, making heroes out of those that burn it. Criminals that died of drug overdoses in the process of incarceration. And then they have the audacity to say they're saving American democracy. They make a mockery of the real heroes and human rights activists like Martin Luther King and Kennedy, that gave their lives in the past to bring real peace and equality to America and transparency as well. So anyway, most Democrats have unfortunately been socially engineered to follow in the same footsteps of the genocidal tyrants of the past, ignorant of history. The Republicans want to save America, the constitutional republic. They are the party of freedom, less government, the party of MAHA, make America healthy again, and restoring critical thinking, basically morally and integrity driven, save a few rhinos. So when I say minus a few, there are rhinos following in the same footsteps as the Democrats, serving the same billionaire eugenicists. And they're pretty obvious. You can see they're going against everything that's good, basically. So each party has its problems, yet crossing over the Democrats to the Republicans and the red wave are indicators of who's on the right path to save America. So, breaking it down in simplest terms, Democrats want a socialist or communist government. They're ignorant of the past, they're critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, and they're socially engineered by billionaire eugenicists and the corrupt, lamestream media to participate in their own enslavement and eventual demise, and taking you all with them, the Take Down America program. It's really obvious. Anyway, so as of late, they are the party of gangbangers, wife beaters, and thugs, not to mention supporters of the continuation and cover up of waste, corruption, and graft. So they also claim to be the party of joy and love, yet their actions as of late have been of intolerance and violence. So when you become the observer, the blinders come off. You see the Democrats' accusations of others, trying to rectify the situation of what they have done or are doing. So the emperor has no clothes. So when you step back and observe with loving compassion, with no preconceived ideas, it's sorry, I got hit by the latest chemtrail barrage and whatever else they're hitting us with. I was on Michael Sala's show, and he went public with this, so I can talk about it. But he got hammered hard, and he was in the hospital. He almost died, and then they hammered him again twice, and really, they're hitting him with psychotronics and also these chemtrails and everything. And when you break it down, I mean, this sounds crazy, but when you break it down, these are all reptilian agendas with proxies, working through proxies. So I'll talk about that later on. But anyway, the people on the front lines are getting hammered by these energies, and they really need to learn how to clear their energies. And we also have to really detox to get through these times. So going back to the original event here, Doge. I want to say Dodge. I have a Dodge, actually. I have a Dodge truck, but every time I see Do Doge, I want to say Dodge. Anyway, but it's exposing the kickbacks from the Ukrainian war, billions going to NGOs and political warfare, and demoralization programs, the deep state's favorite tool. Anyway, new offshore accounts and home sales are the two most searched subjects in the DC area on the net. So, mainly from the left and previous Biden administration folks. So, anyway, there's a mass exodus out of DC, and they're trying to find places to hide their money at the same time. So, anyway, that's a no-brainer. Anyway, so those who uncovered the graft and theft, according to the left and lamestream media, are the bad guys, Hitlers, etc., not the ones caught with both hands in the taxpayer cookie jar. So all this is coming out in an avalanche of evidence, and I'm pretty sure Hitler did not return the power to the people. He didn't restore free speech. He didn't fight for equality with merit and character-based government, and he didn't stand up for women in sports, and nor was he transparent. Anyway, so they want to they might as well look in the mirror every time they accuse somebody of being Hitler, because they're actually following in those footsteps. So anyway, everything the current Dems are contrary to, the exact opposite of the previous JFK administration, which demanded transparency, is obviously what's unfolding here. So this theft of taxpayers' money includes billions going to LGBTQ plus whatever, add whatever initials you want to that, agendas, gender mutilations, weaponized biolabs, gain of function research, the origins of the viruses, and known terrorist organizations. I mean, we're sending, millions, if not billions, to terrorist organizations. And this includes funding big pharma experimental injections, fitting into the category of a bioweapon. So they're still, fits in the depopulation program. That's what I mean. Know the game. And this all makes sense. So it's so off the wall. It doesn't make sense to anybody with a heart. Anybody with compassion and heart would go, no, this doesn't make sense at all. But when you know their agenda, which is evil as F, then you'll know this all fits into it. So they're still going after the children with the FDA admitted. The mRNA vaccines cause cancer, not to mention myocarditis, blood clots, and a host of other adverse effects. So anyway, they did a study on children, and they found out that the only children who were having heart attacks or myocarditis were the ones that got vaccinated. I mean, the ones that didn't get vaccinated didn't have any of these problems. So what does that tell you? So anyway, the globalists and their NGOs and their Take Down America plan and corrupt politicians doing their bidding was also funded by taxpayers forced to pay for all of this despite any moral or religious objections. So churches and conservatives became targeted for taking the moral high ground. So they try to lay this trip on you that they have the moral high ground. They don't. Anyway, all this chicanery fits into the billionaire eugenicist depopulation and demoralization Take Down America agenda when you look behind the curtain. So again, there is a depopulation and demoralization Take Down America program operating here. There's a lot of politicians involved in it, a lot of actors, deep state actors, and as soon as you pull the curtain back, you're going to see this. It's pretty obvious. So the left have become an oxymoron, claiming they're saving democracy while doing the bidding of the tyrants and the eugenicists. So in their own lust for power and wealth with absolutely no moral compass, they're destroying America, then blaming the right. And did you know North Korea is a democracy? It's called mob rule. Anyway, the it's the dream democracy of the left, a socialist democracy, I don't know. Again, we are a constitutional republic, which has been restored, and it is rumored the original constitution has also been restored, and a new Declaration of Independence, relieving us once again from global tyranny. If this is true, say goodbye to the Federal Reserve and the IRS, neither of them being federal. We become independent of all foreign influence, as in the beginning, at the Constitution before 1871, where it was usurped. Everything's going back to the Treasury. So anyway, I keep seeing people claiming this, and I do have a lot of this is true, coming from inside sources. But if you guys have any hard evidence of this, or of executive orders in this direction or things like that, send them to me. Go ahead and send them to eSETI.org, and I'll get them. But anyway, it's really hard to nail down the exact how this happened, but I've seen the outlines of what's happening, everything by some very reputable people. And so we'll just go from there. So it is obvious to the trained observer, almost every position of the last administration was filled with inept, morally challenged, gender-confused failures ensuring America's total collapse. So it's an eventual collapse. That's what they're going for. And you think, and again, use critical thinking. Does this fit into the deep state billionaire eugenicist New World Order agenda? In the words of Mark Twain, it's easier to believe the lies than to admit you've been fooled repeatedly. I mean, I'm not quoting that exactly, but that's the gist of it. But, and that, my friends, is where we're at presently. People are their egos won't allow them to come to the realization they've been totally duped and lied to by the left and the mainstream media and the deep state operatives and the especially the it's the left stream media, basically, corporate media. Anyway, the left are doubling down on the lies and character assassinations to cover their asses while patriots are bringing the receipts. So wait until the left realizes they're expendable pawns whipped up into a frenzy based on lies. Like they're taking away your freedom and Social Security. In truth, the Biden administration added 2 million illegal aliens to Social Security, a heavy burden to an already burdened system, and not to mention millions of over 100 years old that don't even exist. So the present administration is preserving Social Security, our freedoms, and the law. So it's a travesty scaring the elderly to think they're going to lose their benefits. And when if we continued business as usual with the Democrats, the whole system would come crashing down. They'd lose everything. So anyway, this hypocrisy and deception has to end. It's beyond ridiculous. So if you want to take this one step further, people who see beyond all the lies and deceptions, the critical thinkers who are morally and integrity driven are the greatest threats of all. So I have and still am experiencing this through weaponized agencies. The greatest threats are those who were once on the inside, who have had a change of heart and know where the bodies are buried. And this is where the patriotic generals and high-level people in the military come in to play their part in the restoration of America. So we all have a past, made choices we're not proud of, followed leaders who are not who they profess to be, and in most cases, gained the wisdom from the experience, ending the TDS cognitive dissonance program going on. So there's those now in high positions who are redirecting their energies for the greater good. I gotta take a drink. Now we got chemtrails so heavy, it's unbelievable. Man, my body is not liking whatever they're spraying. So, again, if you follow the Christian, Buddhist, or enlightened ideals, the past is forgiven. What is more important is what are you doing now? So, if you think about it, the past is always forgiven because if you know what God is, it doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's beyond that. And so forgiveness is always there. But our soul is where our records are kept in our own souls. And so you can't, it has to be a deep, heartfelt plea for forgiveness, knowing what you've done, gaining the wisdom from the experience, and being able to release it. And that will let you go of your karma, your own self-inflicted, karma that you're creating. And it doesn't come by just saying, just by the mind just saying, oh, everything's forgiven. It doesn't work that way because Your soul is that aspect of yourself that does have a high level of integrity and is very, very morally anchored in there. And so that's where you have to go. You have to like erase the past, and your God self can do that. I'll go more into that later. But if we're going to move forward and save the civilization and planet, again, we're going to have to release the past, choose universal law, and hold our leaders accountable to universal law in the present moment. So remove yourself, walk away from those who want to continue with the enslaving moral and integrity challenge system, and get behind those cleaning up the mess, despite any religious or political affiliation. So a man or woman's character is established by their actions, not what they say, and karma follows the deed. So I just want to make that clear. The president administration inherited a huge mess and very anchored in deep state operatives and almost every level, and they've got a big cleanup. So don't, I'm not saying that they're responsible for this. I don't want to cast, a shadow on those who are, patriotic and those who are of high moral and integrity and, those working on behalf of humanity and the earth. I'm not talking about them. Because we do have a lot of those in our present administration, and they're working in the right direction. But anyway, the thing about in the end, God wins. And karma and your balance, your karma is going to be balanced in the end. So, here's a little ditty. Did you know you can't steal from others what's not yours or keep it? That's a universal law. So if your kingdom was built on a false foundation, you're going to lose it. It's going to crumble. It won't sustain, in the days to come. So everything is going to come back to balance. So have fun with that if you want to continue. But anyway, we need to transcend cultures, religions, and color and get back to our character and merit-based system. It makes no sense to put someone totally unqualified, in positions they cannot function in. So common sense dictates pilots, air traffic controllers, and brain surgeons should be the best, not DEI hires. It keeps coming to mind. There's a guy, his name kept leaving me. I don't know why, but Ben Carson. And I have the ultimate respect for this guy. And when I see him handle people, he is so solid. This guy is so centered in whatever you want to call it, higher consciousness, Christ consciousness, whatever. And he doesn't get rattled, and they attack him and make all these claims. And they ask him stupid questions like, "Do you identify as a black person?" He goes, "Yeah, I am a black person." Anyway, but watch him. I mean, I don't know where he's at right now. I don't know. He should have a really high position in the Trump administration, and or he's probably just saying, "Hey, I'm done." I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, I watch this guy, and you can feel the compassion. You can feel he wants to bring peace. He wants to. It's kind of like a Martin Luther King, but I mean, you look at these guys and I go, "Man, I want to hang out with this guy. I really like this guy, and I could learn from this guy, And those are people you want to listen to, not all this division crap going on. You need to get away from that because they're just, they're capitalizing on any old wounds and traumas and gender or cultural or religious divisions. They're all just making money on that. And so, stay away from these other guys. But Candace Owens is another one. She's a firecracker. She's another one I love listening to. Anyway, there's a lot of people out there bringing this information out. So, we got to get out of it. We got to end this victim program. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that happened in the past. There was like 600,000, I think, Irish slaves in the beginning that were here. So, And it's funny, and Native Americans, look what they did to the Native Americans. We're Scotch Irish and Cherokee, so we got all that going. But anyway, I have past lives, full memory, where I was black and I was kind of a sharecropper, and that life was a good life. I didn't have much, but I was out in nature. I was barefoot and sun was shining. I was standing in water, moving the water around, and I was really centered in my own connection with Creator, like nothing. And I was treated pretty well. There's a few things I couldn't do, but I'm not saying it was all like that. I mean, there was some nasty stuff that happened in the past, especially in slavery, be whatever color the slavery was under, it was pretty nasty. But anyway, that's all. We can't live in the past anymore, and we have to release the past if we're going to go forward. And really, when you forgive others, you release yourself. You release yourself. That energy leaves you, and it goes back into their fields, and then they have to create an experience around it. It's their karma now. So it's, one of the ultimate weapons. Shouldn't see it as a weapon, but in the universe is forgiveness. I have some forgiveness to do. I'm always forgiven reptilians because I have a history with them. We have not been friends for many lives in other advanced civilizations, but I won't go into that. But anyway, everything is being revealed, amplified, and accelerated exponentially. Yeshua put it simply, no rock should be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. I know I've said this over and over, but it's a perfect example. And we have to be brutally honest with ourselves. Why are we creating, are we creating heaven on earth, basically, or are we serving the beast? There's your simple. Are you creating heaven on earth? Are you living according to universal law, or are you serving the beast? Ask yourself with brutal honesty those three questions and sit in front of a mirror when you do it. And if you can't look yourself in the eye, you better change something and do it quick. But anyway, we again, like we have to really look at this. Are we creating heaven on earth? Are we living according to universal law? Are we promoting universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all? We're going to get a crash course, in impeccable integrity coming up real soon. And that's what the Great Awakening is all about, the ascension or the planetary liberation. So the chaos is the byproduct of the higher consciousness and energy flooding the planet right now. And if you need proof of this, just look at the sun. Do you think light exists by itself? It's part of the vibrational continuum. Everything goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. And when that light is bombing the earth, there's consciousness and energy coming with it. And it's higher consciousness and energy, which is forcing all the lower consciousness and the manifestations of lower consciousness to transform, including our bodies. So anyway, this is the last waltz, it's the tyrant's last waltz. And I think it's interesting how Waltz wants to become president, and he's the epitome of all that is wrong with America. And I don't know that you look in this guy's, he's got crazy eyes. That's all I can say. Something else operating there. But anyway, you can't reason with a narcissistic pathological liar, and so it's best to ignore them and walk away. Just don't waste energy there. I had a lot of experiences with that. So anyway, we have to ask ourselves, what band we're dancing to. And it's said that they'll be dancing in the streets right up to the last day. And I don't know if you've been watching these orchestrated and paid demonstrations going on, but the singing is terrible and the dancing is just as bad. And they're all out there dancing, and they're actually participating in their own demise. But their own poverty, their own demise, their own sickness, everything. They're singing and dancing, saying, "Yeah, bring it on, bring more of it," and then attacking anybody that tries to straighten it out. So, anyway, it is a time for boundaries. It said being a Christ or a Buddha does not mean being a doormat. And victims, those who are dependent and self-serving, will continue to demand emotional or physical support from others to fill the laziness and emptiness within. And so they need to ask themselves, what are they contributing? We all have something to contribute. And I see these people, you see the ones that are screaming the loudest, and you look at them, you just ask a few questions. What are you contributing? You're living off of welfare, probably. You're on the dole. All you have is a lot of hate and anger to contribute. Why don't you take that energy and go to a old folks home, and help them out. Go put it into the earth. Go put a garden in. Pick up a rake or a hoe and get at it. Be a contribution to life, basically. So anyway, when I observe these people that are all out there flipping out and everything, most of them have just been socially engineered and don't even know what they're talking about, and they don't even know why they're there, and they have to read off a list and pick up their banner that was paid and given to them by good old Soros. But anyway, they don't even know why they're there. They have, if they had a life, they'd be getting on with it. They wouldn't be at those ridiculous demonstrations. So, anyway, tyrants will continue in their lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, and they are on the downward spiral, trying to take everybody with them to eventual social, economic, and environmental collapse. And if you serve the beast, you go down with the beast. And this includes the Green New Steel deception, duping environmentalists into senseless marches and blockades, while the globalists filled their bank accounts with carbon credits. So, their own carbon footprint is enormous, and talk about obvious hypocrisy there. So, again, discernment is in order here. End time madness is upon us. Not everybody's going to wake up or respond to base logic, as we're now seeing. And the plurality, the TDS and the total, cognitive dissonance is just insane. Anyway, so literally insane. So the polarities will continue to grow, separating into those who choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, in service to others, and those who choose the downward spiral, the critically thinking, moral, and integrity challenge led by the tyrants. Tyrants masquerading as their saviors with enslaving, deadly solutions to problems they created. So that's how it's seen by the enlightened and those practicing loving detachment, observing the actions, not the deceptive words, and the social engineering by corrupt politicians and the corporate-owned media. So one of the common phrases in the future will be, "Your actions now and in the past were not in the highest and best good of neither of us. So it's time to go our separate ways. The Truman Show is over." And anyway, this show was written on Tuesday, so by the time it airs, you're most likely going to get some shocking news, followed by some major arrests and a lot of resignations, high-level officials, actors, and musicians in a mass exodus fleeing the country. This has already begun, yet it will escalate exponentially. So the world of tyranny, deception, division, and againstness is coming to a close. And yeah, I made up that word, so have fun with it. Anyway, which brings us to what is behind it. So people often refer to ESETI as the news 50 years in advance. So all this was written about in the early books that were written, many were written in the 80s, and newsletters and shows where many warnings were given, and now it's here. So it's funny because, we've been talking about this over and over for so long, and now it's here. And I didn't expect everybody to listen. I had no expectation around that, but enough. Truth stands on its own merit, and you plant that seed, and you plant enough seeds, and pretty soon those seeds are going to bloom, and then boom, people figure it out. All right, so now on to UFOs and not UAVs, the new term used to hide the past treatment of contactees, experiencers, and researchers. Not to be burdened by what has been, no accountability program. I go, oh my God, of course they can't disclose after what they've done to so many contactees and experiencers and researchers. We aren't going to say that these things are real and all the lies, and deceptions and the controlled narrative. So it's becoming undeniably spiritually and undeniable, I guess, spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors are here to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity, the Earth, the Great Awakening. They're assisting our own space force. And this begins on high with councils like the Andromedan, Sirian, Orion, Arcturian, and Pleiadian councils of light, along with many others, all the way back to the source itself. Some call God, Creator, Great Spirit. You can give it any name you want, but anyway, it's the absolute, it's beyond names and images. So the star nations, our ancient ancestors, as prophesied, are returning. And they're all aligned with the universal law, and they're kicking out the ones that aren't. The satanic, Luciferian, reptilian, and gray alliance have been defeated. The head of the snake, seen and unseen, has been cut off. And so now their puppets, their physical counterparts, along with those in the weaponized agencies, are being exposed and rounded up. And we are, entering a new renaissance. There's still the golden age. I'll talk about it. Well, the golden age and joining the greater family of man throughout the galaxy and beyond, and that all depends on one's own spiritual adeptness as how far up the vibrational continuum you go. But anyway, the old world is collapsing, and there'll be an adjustment period. So it is time to prepare if you have not already, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's going to be a wild ride, and challenging ride, basically. So the authentic will be vindicated. The poser shills and planned opposition and the socially engineered will have to look in the mirror. So there is going to be a galactic I told you so moment coming soon, appearing in your skies. And that is when you'll hear the words, it is finished. The golden age has begun. So anyway, we have the right to live an abundant, loving, joyous life, in communion with our creator, whatever name or image you want to give it. So in truth, it's most unlimited understanding. God has no name or image, but it's all names and images. So it's you can be unique yet one, which is a paradox, but paradoxes exist in higher consciousness. So that's why Jesus said, God's closer than the hair on your heads. People couldn't understand that one because God is the hair on your head, Anyway, so it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the unified field in which, in its most unlimited understanding, is pure, unconditional love, joy, and bliss. So heaven is and always was all around you. It just takes an expanded state of awareness to experience it. So sit with that. These truths are inarguable. This is not the end, it's the beginning. So meditate on omnipresence and just sit there and meditate on omnipresence. And all of a sudden you're going to come to the conclusion that you're not separate from God and you never were. You just got suckered into believing you were. Neither is all creation. So anyway, that'll probably come to you in your meditation. So, and now for an earthly update, we're again being bombarded by major CMEs. Expect more aurora borealis and an increase in severe weather, earthquake and volcanic activity. I hate to be a, I mean, I've been speaking about this for so long, but the Ring of Fire is active, and California just got a wake-up call with a 5.2 quake, with more to come. So volcanoes globally are waking up. Scientists are finding, fumaroles, increases in CO2 and SO2 are being monitored. Yellowstone is active and closed. I don't know if you saw that video, Old Faithful, Google it. You can see Old Faithful just blow, and it wasn't just steam. There's rocks and debris and everything coming out of it. So you might want to cancel that trip to see Yogi and Boo Boo and unpack your picnic basket. So anyway, that's a cartoon. Look it up. Old Faithful just totally blew its lid. So that whole Long Valley caldera is waking up, and volcanoes in Japan and Indonesia are active. Alaska is coming alive. And this is all part of a grand cycle triggered by the sun, not your SUVs, as the globalists would like you to believe. So anyway, the soon all the stuff's going to go down. They go, oh, your SUVs did this. You deserve it. And they're going to blame Trump and the real scientists for not listening to their global warming nonsense. But anyway, climate change, yes, that's real. The Earth is always going through climate change, and the suns are driving it, and other cosmic events. It's much bigger. So all of the planets are going through changes, atmospheric changes. So, it's not just, I didn't see a lot of SUVs driving on the moon last time I looked, but anyway. Scientists are warning about Rainier, St. Helens, even Mount Adams, where I am, St. Helens is an open valve, which will most likely take the pressure off of Mount Adams and most likely Rainier. It's kind of weird because Mount Adams is right on the foot of Helens, and it's right on the same, it's like almost part of St. Helens if you look at the big picture. And so I think if anything goes off, it's going to be St. Helens. So, I mean, the other mountains will shake a little bit because there is magma moving. But anyway, St. Helens is rising again in a building stage. The Three Sisters are also bulging. So magma is flowing along the entire ring of fire, driven by the energies released from the sun and taken in at the poles. So it has to find a way to release it. It could happen tomorrow, could happen in 100 years. No one knows nature's explosive moment, but the signs are there. And Kilauea is active. It's been going off like crazy. And most likely, Mauna Loa will erupt again, probably around June. But, we are living in exciting times, and change is coming to on every level. So it's time to pray, meditate, sit with the land, ask it what it's going to do in your area. It's time to prepare again, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Take your shoes off, walk on the land, jump in the water, and where possible, and recalibrate with the new frequencies. And you can feel the changes coming, especially if you're attuned to nature. So as I said earlier, there is a grand separation occurring between those who want to live under universal law and those who want to continue with draconian law. It's pretty basic. Again, we can break this all down to basics, and then you'll be able to see clearly what people's true motives are. So the upward or downward spiral is basically, and it's time to choose which one you're on, which one you're going to take. So, the ending is worth sticking around for. So we will join the greater family of man, our galactic families and ancient ancestors after the cleanup. So your vehicles are not going to need gas. They're not even going to need tires. And they'll be able to go 7,000 miles an hour instantaneously with no G-force. So, disease will be a thing of the past, and poverty as well. And that's where we're going. But there are those trying, they're trying. Here's the thing. The more terror, the more pain, the more suffering you can create, the more you can inhibit evolution into the higher states of consciousness and energy, or ascension. So you have one group trying to do all they can, and they actually feed off these negative energies, and the other group trying to do all they can to ascend and rise. And again, that's your basics. So we all have to do our part. So people ask me, if I were to give a message to Trump, and the present administration, what would I say? And I say, flip the damn switch, activate the EBS and put an end to the weaponization of the agencies, and free those falsely incarcerated, and make room for the ones who incarcerated them. Those doing the bidding of the deep state billionaire eugenicists, the satanic Luciferian drug and child trafficking pedophiles who are operating under universal law, put them in there. So only 40 years of dealing with these degenerates and their weaponized agencies and their minions is enough. And so while you're at it, have Pete shut down the toxic chemtrails making us all sick. This includes the air farce. I am Irish, but I'm saying farce for a reason. So, it's a disgrace to the uniform. And And obviously, they're willing participants, or these things would not be flying in our skies. And we're not buying the it's good for you disinformation program. It's like Ozempic made from Gila monster venom that paralyzed your stomach, and the snake venom found in those experimental injections they call vaccines. So, anyone tie in the serpent building at the Vatican? Let's show that Vatican pictures.
They never told you it was venom. I didn't know it was venom. I looked it up. What kind of drug is this? Oh, it's a GLP-1 drug. What the hell does GLP-1 drug mean? Never heard that in my life. Holy crap, it comes from the venom of a lizard? I want to ask you, all of you at home, how many of you are convinced that you or your loved ones are overweight and diabetic because you have a Gila monster venom deficiency? And oh my God, God forgot to put enough of that damn Gila monster's venom in your body, and you ran out. Now you're fat and overweight, and you're diabetic. So now you need to inject that venom inside your body every week, once a week. This is the insanity you live in. This is the deception you live in. Just because they called it Wegovy and Ozempic and said it was FDA approved, did I go, oh, it must be safe and effective? I don't know why these people's stomachs are being paralyzed and why they say they're going to develop cancer in their thyroid after a year. Really? Go look it up. I didn't know anything about this drug. It didn't even exist when I graduated school. How did I go on platforms like the Diamond and Silk Show the very next week? We bring this up, and I'm educating the whole world about this drug. And then everybody's calling me, wanting on their shows to talk about, oh my God, it's another drug made by Venom.
Anyway, it's a death cult that controls the AMA, the FDA, and big pharma, and high levels within our government. And it's a war against humanity and nature. And so, something neither of us or our children should be subject to. And that's coming to an end. So, again, those who give their power away to the posers, shills, planned opposition, and those participating in the controlled satanic Luciferian funded narrative, the 70 plus year failed UFO disclosure program, fake documentaries they call entertainment, is this is all coming to an end. So that's my message. Wake up. Anyway, Einstein said doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. So doing it for 70 plus years is brain dead. So those who are continuing with this nonsense of UFOs, are they real? We're the end of our history and all this other stuff. I mean, that is such a dead subject, but people are still falling for it. So anyway, we can clean up the planet, end poverty, disease, and most important, end the suffering of children in those dreadful cancer wards. And all of this is being censored. What kind of person would censor this from coming forward? Think about it. Is your fame and your fortune worth it? Those participating in the censorship and controlled narrative, selling their souls for the fame and money, are not to be looked up to or idolized. They're severely morally and integrity challenged. So how do you watch children suffer when you could stop the censoring and usher in these new healing technologies? That's where your energy should be going to. And there's a lot of people saying that they have these technologies and they're getting all this money for people that don't even have it. And that's disgusting in itself. All the false hope and everything that they're creating out there, and they're cashing in on that too. So be use discernment in that area. And I sure would not like to have their light review, And also too, no spiritual or technologically advanced off-world visitor would have anything to do with them. So they're self-serving distractions. So, all we need is an open mind, a loving heart, pure intent, a prayer to set the intention to have our own personal experiences. Go out on a clear night, say a prayer, and look up. Rise to the occasion, live according to universal law. That's all that's necessary to connect with the, God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the beautiful many servants thereof, which includes spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors. They're waiting for the invitation, and they're waiting for us to rise to the occasion. Period. Anyway, that's all I have for you folks. There's a lot to digest there. You might want to listen to this again so you can see through the nonsense. But again, break everything down to its original component. You can just break it all down to good versus evil. And then it gets complex from there. It's really simple. Are you living according to universal law, or are you self-serving and serving the beast? Period. Basically, it's real simple. It's not that complicated. So we have to get back to the simplicity, get back to the zero point. So anyway, have a great evening, folks, and a lot of changes coming. We all got to get centered in our own God creator spirit connection, and watch the skies, because they're here and they're waiting for the invitation. And use discernment. Luckily, the negative ones are pretty much removed now, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there doing their bidding. So anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and that'll get you through these times. And pay attention to the dreams and that subtle voice within saying you might want to turn left instead of turning right. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.